The Not Again SU protesters and their movement gained energy after some members of the group thought they would have a negotiating session with Syracuse University administrators Wednesday. However, as the time approached, a proposal for 4 p.m. had been made. There was not a meeting. That led to protesters and supporters marching up the steps in Krauss-Heinz Hall administration building to Chancellor Kent Siverud's office. Students have been continuing a protest inside the building 24 hours a day since February 17th. They say demands have not been met over a range of issues relating back to racist incidents on campus and the lack of a safe environment for some students. Siverud and administrators agreed to a range of changes last summer, though protesters this week said those promises have not been kept. He opened this semester detailing hirings, expansions of certain counseling programs, and other changes. Students, however, say the measures do not meet their demands and have further complained about behavior of Department of Public Safety officers, including denying food and hygiene products to be let into the building during a period of the protests. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.